You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Min Qian. Actor and playwright Charles Dumas has written a new play about the police shooting of Osazi Ozogi this March. A staged reading of the play will be held Friday and Saturday at Three Dots in State College. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with Dumas about the play and its purpose.
From the very first words of the play, the audience is eavesdropping on the creative process.
Okay, I'll do it. We are ready to begin.
Not yet.
What?
What is the name of the play?
Osazi Remembering.
Charles Dumas and his wife, Jo Dumas, read excerpts from the prologue of Osazi Remembering. The audience is told up front they'll be exposed to various points of view on the death of Osazi Ozogi.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are going to tell you a tale in three parts, each from a different perspective.
Part one is based on the official version of what happened on March 20, 2000.
Part two is based on meetings, reports, observations, and intuitive responses of members of the community. These folks were black and white and old.
Part three is yet another perspective, another view, drawn primarily from the writer's imagination.
Dumas says he wrote this play to deal with some of the questions surrounding the death of Ozogi, who was shot by police as they tried to serve him with a mental health warrant this past March. The local DA report said the shooting was justifiable.
There are those in the community, and I'm among them, that think that there's more to it than that. And so we have questions, and those questions continue, and we want them to be looked at with a little bit more depth. The fact that Osazi is an African man who's 29 years old, the fact that the police officers are all white, we're not suggesting that that is unimportant or is the crucial thing in this incident, but it is a factor. We live in a time of white supremacy, even in our beloved Happy Valley, and we want to investigate what were the feelings involved in this time. We know that Osazi was having issues, probably was off his medication. There was a knife involved. There's a whole bunch of things. So therefore, what I'm doing is bringing the official report, part one, and then part two is some of the reactions from the community. And in part three, I'm not going to tell you because that's the secret. That's the drama.
Dumas is a friend of Osagi's parents, and he says what happened to them gives him pause.
One of the problems we have, we're talking about the Osagis who are African scholars. They are members of our community. They are professors. It was their child, their 29-year-old child who was killed. I have children and grandchildren. This has me asking myself questions about whether or not I would call the police under a similar circumstance, because I'm not sure what would happen.
Despite his concerns, Dumas says he strives in his play to present both the point of view of the police and the feelings of the community.
So that what we're doing in this play is to sort of present it from different perspectives, but also involving the audience so that you will hear facts, but you will also see attitudes.
He hopes the play will bring the community together to better understand the issues surrounding the Ozogi case.
For me, I think that is the primary function of art, to help us live through the day, to help us see life from a different perspective. Probably the most important thing to understand is seeing the world through other shoes. I think it's all about building community, and art is essential to building community. It's not just about entertainment. It's not just about, you know, making us laugh and clap our hands and jump up and down and dance, even though that's part of it, hopefully. But it is also helping us understand each other so we can build community.
The community is invited to come together for a staged reading of Osazi Remembering, Friday and Saturday in State College. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Staged readings of the play Osazi Remembering will be held Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Three Dots in downtown State College.